Neil McMahon, New York City. Berkshire owns several companies, stock in several companies, which are called permanent holdings. In the early 70s, we had a two-tier market, the one-decision stocks, high PEs, 50, 60 times earnings. If that were to reappear again, would Berkshire's companies still be permanent, or is there a price for everything?
Well, there are things that we think there's no price for, and we've been tested sometimes and haven't sold them. But my friend Bill Gates says, you know, that has to be illogical at some point. The numbers have at some price you have to be willing to sell something that's a marketable security, forgetting about a controlled business. But I doubt if we ever get tested on. There's only a couple of them in that category. Actually, there. I won't comment on that. we really have a great reluctance to sell businesses where we like both the business and the people. So I don't think I'd count on seeing many sales. But if you ever attend a meeting here and there are 60 or 70 times earnings, keep an eye on me, Charlie.
The so-called two-tier market created difficulties, I would say primarily because a lot of people, companies, were called Tier 1 when they really weren't. They just had been at some time Tier 1. If you're right about the companies, you can hold them at pretty high values.
Yeah, you can really hold them at extraordinary levels if you've got... It's too hard to find... You're not going to find businesses that are as good, so then you have to say, am I going to get a chance to buy back the same business at a lot lower price, or am I going to buy something that's almost as good at a lot lower price? And we don't think we're very good at doing that. We'd rather just sit and hold the business and pretend the stock market doesn't exist. That actually has worked out way better for us than I would have predicted 20 years ago. I mean, that mindset has, or 25 years ago, that mindset is... there's been a fair amount of good fortune that's flowed out of that that I really wouldn't have predicted.
Well, there you're demonstrating your trick again, you know, still learning. Yeah. A lot of people regard that as cheating.